take the shot. What'd that boy say? I think he said take the shot. Take the shot. What'd that boy say? I think he said take the shot. Take the shot. What'd that boy say? I think he said take the shot. Take the shot. Greetings, this is Terry Whitfield, aka Yasha Ben Israel, back at you one more again with one more special. A special show. Because over here we talk about the things that they don't want you to talk about and things that they don't want you to know. Things that they don't want you to know and things that people don't like to talk about. The place where we prance through the fog just to glance through the smog. The smog, yeah. Today's episode is called Take the Shot. Take the Shot. This show is dedicated to the mandate and the promotion of taking the shot. Take the shot. No questions asked. No concerns to have. Take the shot and take it out of fear. If there's no other fear that we should take the shot, is that the leaders of the government tells you and demands you. Demand. Manda. Like mandate. It's mandatory. Alright. The government say take the shot. And anybody telling you any other thing different, according to the government, you doing wrong. You're doing bad. Take the shot. Take the goddamn shot. Okay? Take the shot. That's all you hear. Take the shot. Take the goddamn shot. That's all you hear. For real. That's all you hear. Take the shot. There's no known cure for the common cold. I'm not lying. We've been catching colds every year, beating it and defeating it. There's no known cure for the common cold. There's no known cure. There's no known cure for the flu. All of these are coronaviruses. We've been having them for years. There's no known cure. There's no known cure for AIDS. There's no known cure for HIV. There's no known cure for tuberculosis. Not a known cure for tuberculosis. TB1, TB2. There's no known cure for polio. There's no known cure for the measles. There's no known cure for cancer. There's no known cure for AIDS. Yet and still, they have pills and vaccines for all of this stuff. But still, there is no known cure. Might I add that the common house cold, the common cold, the common house cold, is a coronavirus. And they have never found a cure. They never found a cure for the common cold. There's still no cure for AIDS. There's still no cure for the coronavirus, COVID-19. COVID-19 sound like some shit. Like FBI, CIA, COINTELPRO, WHO, CDC. It sound like some shit like that to me. Because that's what it is, government projects. I say take the shot. That's what I say. I'll tell you to do that. Because that's what you want to do. That's what you want to believe. I'm not one of those who are going to tell you not to take the shot. No. Not on Terry Whitfield Show. I'm not going to tell you not to take that shot. I'm not going to do that. But yet, my page get banned. You know, it get flagged. Anchor pays me and plays me well. They haven't done any of that. And I hope this simulcast doesn't do just that. But we back to take the shot. A government mandate. I mean, anything that you force me to take a wife, you force me to take a job, you force me, you know, I mean, I'm only, and it's only a certain amount of time because I got to have this. You tell me I got to have all these things. Take the shot, the measles shot, the flu shot. The mump shots, all them vaccination. All our lives we've been forced vaccinated. Take the goddamn shot. That's what that is, forced vaccination. All your life. You really don't know why you're taking it other than that your leaders, those who you elected, those who you anointed and appointed, you did that out of your ignorance. Y'all, even my mother, my sisters, my cousins, my friends, hated Trump. Trump fought against this vaccine, and y'all hated him, and I told y'all this. And many that have taken this vaccine have died. Many have taken this vaccine, have caught COVID and died from it. Yes, there are those who were not vaccinated that died from it. But there are those who have taken the shot and have died from the shot. And you can look up all types of stuff on the web, like the reported side effects of the Pfizer vaccine, the Johnson vaccine, and all of the rest of it. You can Google how many people have died from COVID that had the COVID shot and watch the numbers on that. Just take the goddamn shot. Don't have no questions. No questions. Don't question the side effects of the shot. Don't question how many people have died from COVID. Colin Powell one of the greatest black men that has ever lived in America in our time. I'm talking about powerful. So powerful that he could have beat Barack Obama easily to the presidency. You hear me? Colin Powell was greater than Barack Obama because if Colin Powell and Barack Obama would have worked together, oh my goodness. That would have been too much. Because Colin Powell opened the door for Barack Obama. I'm trying to tell you. And Colin Powell took that shot, died. DMX took that shot, died. My cousin, Denise, Niecy, took that shot, died. Ain't nobody questioning the people and the numbers of people that died from taking this COVID-19 shot. And what I mean from dying from taking the COVID-19 shot, I'm saying that those who took the shot, the boosters, and all of that other stuff, and still died from COVID-19. America has gotten rid of some of the most amazing pestilences. America has eradicated the Spanish flu. America has eradicated SARS. America has even brought HIV numbers down to a halt. You know, there's new medicines that can bring your viral loads down so low to where you can go back into the real world and just start having sex again. America is the place that has diagnosed people with HIV and then give them a pill and give them permission to go out there and have sex with other people. How is HIV spread? It's spread through sex. And they tell you that you take this pill. You just take this pill. And the HIV won't be spread sexually. Y'all people don't understand. I was born before AIDS was and HIV was ever heard of. And when it first came on the scene, I remember there was an incident where a guy, a white guy, somewhere in California, somewhere, made great money, you know, had a family, wife, children, white guy, lived off over in the hills somewhere, nice home, you know, I mean, doing well. Great job, great insurance. And then the AIDS pandemic came out. And they said it was something that could be spread through bodily secretions. Sex, spit, sweat, blood, mucus like snot from your nose, pee, boo-boo, any excretion from your body. They told you that a person could catch AIDS from that. That one man caught it, and you know, I guess he thought everything was gonna be fine. He knew it was disturbing. You know, and he come home, you know, babe, I went to the doctor and he told me that I had this crazy disease, you know, that thing. very new. But they created a hype and such a hysteria that was based off so much false information that the wife no longer loved her husband anymore. The wife no longer loved her husband anymore. She knew, oh, this man got HIV and he got sleep with me. That woman put in for divorce and divorced the man, left the man immediately, took the children, even left him with the house. She got on, she moved on. And the crazy part about that is Magic Johnson, years later, said that he was HIV positive, slept with many women. None of the women that he slept with came forth, even his wife, whom he was married to then and is married to now, when he made the announcement. No woman has ever came up and said that they caught HIV from Magic Johnson. And Biz, he was a basketball player, guys who played against or came right in the door when the old head like Wilt Chamberlain was going out. Them guys were sleeping with a lot of women. But we have not heard one woman today who came forth and said that she caught HIV from Magic Johnson. And if she did, and she came up today, like 30 years later, she would lose that case. Because in 30 years, she could have slept with, because of the promiscuity of a woman, going to have multiple penises. She's going to have a hard time saying that Magic Johnson gave her that disease. Especially while his wife doesn't have it. And ain't no other woman ever came up saying, out of all the women, even when he had announced it, them guys were still sleeping with women. Multiple women. Outside of their wives. Come on, y'all. Y'all remember the Shaq and Kobe incident? And the reason why Shaq don't like Kobe? You know, what goes on the road stays on the road, fellas. Come on, stop it. That stuff ain't supposed to go back to my home and my wife and my family and my kids, man. And between the Kobe and Shaq incident, it did. Because them basketball players out here making history, making money, all on TV, and our many locals heroes, okay? So they're going to get women everywhere they go. Women are going to give themselves to basketball players. And here you go, sitting up here telling the game. But in the midst of all that, not one woman. Wilt Chamberlain was being honest. He said, I slept with over 1,000 women. Man, these young boys out here topping Wilt Chamberlain's record like crazy. If they ain't, they crazy. They should have. And Wilt Chamberlain didn't lose his sanity behind it or none of that. His dignity or none of that. Wilt Chamberlain was a straight alpha male. Yeah, he even got married and all of that, but his wives, the wives knew what they had. They knew they had a prize man. Wilt Chamberlain, the American alpha male. Boy, that boy Wilt was that guy. So none of Magic Johnson's wives or concubines or whores or girlfriends or any sexual relation that he had with any woman. And we saw him and Isaiah Thomas kiss each other in the mouth, and they get slapped on the ass by their coaches. We ain't heard no man or no woman say they caught AIDS or HIV behind these men. But ain't nobody asking no questions. Ain't nobody asking questions like, what's the reported side effects of this vaccine? But take the vaccine, because that's the name of the video, y'all. The name of the video is Take the Vaccine. Oh, I'm not going to do what's wrong. I'm not going to tell y'all not to take the vaccine, y'all. This is my show, and I'm loving it. I thank the Lord for allowing me one more chance to get back in the public eye and to be able to do my thing. Many people never believed in my gift. It was a powerful gift. And it's a gift that I'm not going to let nobody take away from me. And it's a gift that I am not going to stop. Podcasting, preaching, teaching, telling my story is something that I'm never, ever, ever going to stop doing. Ever. The reason why I haven't made it to be your local demographic legend is because a lot of things I quit because I seen things getting real evil. Sometimes you gotta glance through the fog just to prance through the smog. Sometimes you gotta get all in the smoke. You understand? But that being that, we talking about take the shot. And why ain't nobody asking no kind of questions? And even if you don't ask the questions, goddamn, ain't nobody thinking these no questions? We just taking a shot, goddamn shot now? We just gonna go take the shot, no questions, fucking thought? I mean, it's a difference between take the shot and no questions asked, but take the shot and no questions thought? That's when shit start getting ridiculous and silly. What's the reported side effects of this vaccine? This vaccine ain't even a year old, y'all. What's the reported side effects? People have been complaining about this goddamn shot. I've heard several people who took this shot complain about the goddamn shot. I just had a brother complain to me the other day. And he took the shot and he said he constantly have COVID experiences. But somehow between his herbs and him taking the shot, he beats it. He says that, this guy says that he done took the shot and he get all of the symptoms, you know, of COVID. The guy said that he didn't have the sniffles after the shot. The guy told me he didn't felt the little tingling in your throat after the shot. The brother told me that he have experienced where you can't taste, where you can't smell after the shot. He said one of the symptoms that he has had after the shot, well, I ain't gonna say symptoms, I'm gonna say side effects after the shot, was that loss of appetite. Wow. Bing. That's what happened when he told me that. I know somebody who had taken the shot, and after they taken the shot, they had a loss of appetite. Don't want to eat nothing, don't want to drink nothing, you know, and had a whole bunch of sad things happen after the shot. These people had these same ailments and underlying sicknesses for years, but after the goddamn shot, bam, and all of a sudden, here come all these effects. They always said that COVID hit the underlying conditions, the underlying situations, you know, the underlying elements, you know, the underlining injuries. Yeah, that's what they said COVID do. And those who have had COVID that were very young, for several cases that they, see, we talk about these reported cases. Ain't nobody talking about what has been reported. And that's why I like having my own show, because I could talk about what has been reported to me and what my eyes have seen. And I'm not calling out no names, but I'm telling you what my eyes have seen. There's people who've caught COVID, grown people, and the whole house have damn COVID. Everybody in the house that was grown got COVID, but the kids that was running around there didn't get it. Now these devils finna create a new strand that's gonna be able to attack and wash out your babies, because that's gonna get y'all attention. Y'all don't see these waves. These waves and these variants. what the first one didn't do, well, we're going to create a second one, and the second one going to do it, and then the third one going to do it, and take the goddamn shot. But ain't nobody asking what's the side effects of these shots. Ain't nobody asking. I'm just thinking of just two questions, and I'm quite sure there's many more that could be asked. Ain't nobody asking how many people died from COVID after taking a shot. Ain't nobody asking them kind of questions. They are, take the goddamn shot. So we talking about the side effects of this shot. Ain't nobody asking the question how many people died from COVID after taking a shot. Ain't nobody asking that question. And that's a threatening question. That is a threatening question, and it's ridiculous that is a threatening question. Ain't nobody asking what is the side effects of taking this shot. This shot ain't even a goddamn year old, y'all. People asking it, but the web shut it down. You get to asking these type of questions on Facebook, you going to Facebook jail. I'm in Facebook jail right now for talking that kind of talk. YouTube will flag your videos for talking that kind of talk. Oh, you want to know, if you want me to put this into my body, I mean, because if you want me to kill myself, why don't you just tell me to just, why don't you just give me a big check and tell me to go use dope to the day you die? And I think, you know, Negroes defeat that dragon. Why don't you just, I don't know. They just want y'all out of here, man. This is population control. Straight population control. It's population control because anytime you can control a human being about a vaccine that you mandating that is not even a year old, you mandating people take this shot and you don't know the side effects and you don't know whether it's going to save people or not. You done already had admitted in your newspapers. You done made disclosures, America, in your newspapers, all throughout the web, all throughout social media, all throughout the news, that you can still catch it. It's a possibility that you can still catch the virus if you had the shot. America had questions then, but once you get in the shot and they took the shot, they got dumbed back down again. They got dumbed back down because they did what Master told them to do. And they think that the good Lord is going to save them for doing what the satanic Master told them to do. don't even know. Do you know how long vaccines have to be worked on, broken down to the very last compound? Thank you, KRS-One. Do you know how long these people have to... They just came out. AIDS been out damn near 30 years. AIDS been out over 30 years. And they just got a pill where they can give you, if you got HIV, and you can go out there and have sex and live a normal life and everything. As long as you take this pill, you ain't gonna get nobody no HIV. Mm-mm. Just take this pill. If you take this big pill, it'll reduce all the AIDS and HIV in your body, so where it won't even be detected, the Magic Johnson pill. Yeah, they got it like that right now. They got it like that right now. They do. 30 years, though. It took over 30 years for them to get control of this HIV/AIDS, and they still ain't got a cure, but they do got, and they ain't got a vaccine, but they got a pill, or they do got a COVID pill they coming out with too, though. And guess what, for y'all who, they got something that is supposed to be all natural, herbal, and that too, supposed to come out for y'all too. They finna set y'all up, y'all gonna take this goddamn pill. The name of the video is Take the Pill. Take the shot. One way or another, they gonna get you. They gonna come up with herbal. They gonna come up with the herbal pills and the herbal shots. And oh yeah. Oh, they gonna get you. The name of the game today in this show is Take the Goddamn Shot. Take the shot. Now, I'm not advocating you take the shot. I'm saying that's the name of this show. Take the shot. Because they're mandating it. I can't get on here and tell you don't take the shot. But what I can tell you to do is question how many people has caught COVID-19, the coronavirus, like the flu and cold, and HIV virus. How many people have died from this virus? And how many people have died from the actual number of people that has contracted this disease, this virus? Because it's not a disease, it's a virus. So they say, herbalists call all that shit diseases. But we're not doing what they do over there in herbalology. In homeopathic medicine, we're not talking about what they do over there. We talking about what they do over in Western medicine. Pharmaceutical Western medicine. What the Israelites call pharmakia. Yeah, we talking about what's going on over there in the world of Western medicine and pharmakia, because it's those that practice that science that are making the mandates to take the shot. I ain't mandating it. They mandating it. They mandating to take the shot. I'm not being sarcastic. I am just intellectualizing, take the shot. Many taking a shot. And they're not questioning how many people died from COVID-19, in contrast to those that died from COVID-19 after taking the shot. We talking about, okay, don't question it with your mouth. I'm going to do it. But when you get to the point to where you can't question this in your own mind, that means you don't have the right to think. And basically, you don't have the right to exist. Now that is crazy. You're thinking about what's the side effects to this virus? We need to start talking about that now, since this virus, since this vac has been out for almost a year now. Since this vaccine been out, almost a year now. And there is reported side effects on these vaccines. What are the side effects of this vaccine? Every vaccine has side effects. And every vaccine has had journals. Written about them. Every vaccine has had side effects. There was many people that took the polio vaccine and caught polio because they used to use small parts of the vaccine. They're saying that they're not using an active living part of the COVID-19 virus. It's like a very small part and it's dead. But the point is that it's still COVID-19. See? They even went as far as lying and saying that they don't even use COVID nothing. But are you using RNA and DNA? From once upon living beings and creatures? And did these creatures have anything to do with the virus? Like having it or a form of it or anything like that? Because we know that snake venom could be used as an anti-venom. Uh-oh. Is that what y'all doing? That's what we know y'all. That's what we've always known for y'all to do. Why can't we question y'all intellectually about this damn vaccine? Take the vaccine. That's the name of this podcast. Take the goddamn vaccine. I mean, what can I say? That's what it is. Take the vaccine. That's what they say. Don't question it. If you do, you have the right to think about it. And that's it. Well, if you think about it, if you got the right to think about it and that's it, well, goddammit, keep thinking about it. And let that it be. And keep thinking about it. And keep thinking about it. And keep thinking about it. And do something about it. You ain't gotta talk. You ain't gotta say nothing about it. Because they told you, don't say nothing about it. Don't you say nothing about the COVID-19 virus. Don't you say nothing about it. That's their baby demon that they produced. And how dare you say anything about it? You'll get your page cut off. They'll even go as far as killing you if you talk too loud about the COVID-19 virus. There's two Nobel Peace Prize winners that are a threat to America and the people that is pushing this damn vaccine and virus. And these were the people who were the most instrumental educators that taught y'all about how to do this. And America and the world are now victimizing these people because Nobel Peace Prize winners are questioning what the fuck is going on. You're not questioning. You don't care. You don't give a goddamn. You just want to be or not to be. And you want to be a good citizen. You want to do what your president tells you to do. You want to do what his mandates and his edicts and his decrees are. Because that's what they are, the decrees, the edicts, their mandates. And you want to be a good citizen. In being a good citizen, you have the right to think. As a decent, intellectual, intelligent, logical, rational human being. They don't want that. They want you running around here like freaking hyenas and lions and tigers and electric eels. Like just any other one of God creation is just... Y'all go out here, y'all kill each other, y'all eat each other up. And if you get too out of hand, or if you bite the wrong person, or all that type of crap. They look at their public like fucking animals. Yep. They don't give a damn about y'all peoples. They're here to capitalize off of you and to sit over you. And to tell you what to do. And put you in harm's way and all of that while they sit over you and make sure that they're protected from all of the harm that they put out here. Don't these people know that there is a God? They put crack out here, man, to destroy black people. We already knew that. We knew that. I mean, this stuff has been up in the Supreme Court. This stuff has made news with the Oliver North scandal. I mean, goodness. I mean, and the freeway Ricky Ross and all. We got this now. We understand that you put crack out here to destroy black people. We got this. And whether we like it or not, it has been documented. We got this. But they never understood that the day will come that white man gonna hit that crack. You know, the white man was the original coke user. He loved that cocaine. In the hood, we always knew cocaine to be a rich white man drug. That's what we knew it as. That was none of our business. And maybe if you sold it, it could be your business. But far as using it, that was something that was never black people's business until they came out with the crack form, the cheap knockoff of the cocaine that was once only allotted to rich white people. But we didn't figure it out. And crack, we didn't figure it out so much to where in the hood, if you sold crack, you probably, I don't know where y'all from, but where I'm from, in Detroit, the crack dealer is the brokest fucking hustler on the block. He wonder why the nigga who just straight selling straight powder got all the goddamn money. Crackheads burnt out. You got people out here sniffing heroin, sniffing cocaine, taking pills. Smoke weed.
So to the point where crack almost a thing. Crack is like whack, even if you're selling the shit. But guess what? There are white people that love it. After the fact, there were white people that loved it then. The white people love it now. And it became such a problem to where it tore up the city of Detroit, where the blacks live. And if you ever saw the movie 8 Mile, across 8 Mile, just right across 8 Mile, where the whites live, that cocaine really devastated and destroyed that community. More so than it did in Detroit, because in Detroit, the Negroes were resilient and they were able to bounce back. But what I'm saying is that we figured it out. We figured it all out. Okay? And when you get to the point to where you allow an entity, a situation, or anything to allow you to not be able to fucking think, that's a real big problem. It's a real big problem. You should be thinking about, what's the side effects of this? The vaccine is new now. It's been out a year. I'm quite sure there's been reports. Produce the reports. The reality of the matter is that I'm just saying, like, the news will report some shit like, oh, we got 10,000 corona cases today. New corona cases, new reports of people having corona, and we have 958 people died. Well, damn, if you got 10,000 cases and 950 people died, that means that, that means that over 9,000 people beat the virus. That means that over 9,000 people had contracted the virus. 10,000 people contracted the virus. And out of the 10,000 people that contracted the goddamn virus, 9,000 survived. Y'all watch this stuff. It asks me, who's the crazy one? Is it me or is it you for not thinking? This is Terry Whitfield for the Terry Whitfield Yashup in Israel podcast show. Signing out. I'm out of here. Peace.